Accession number 20593, Reel 4.
Roland Knappen, Reel 4. Why do you say that?
Well, I think it's a good thing that people understand what war is about, and it is not what I call a nice thing. It is terrible. Why human beings have got to kill each other, immaterial what race you are, what religion you are, why everybody can't live in peace and happiness instead of trying to kill each other. I just do not see the sense of it. I mean to say, if you look at it now, we lost a lot of good friends, mates, mothers, wives, they lost husbands, sons. And when you come to look back, what for? We fought in Burma. Yes, we took it. We took it back off of one of the brutalest enemies anybody could have wished to know. But what's happened today, in the year 2000, you can't even go and visit Burma, not as to go and have a look. I'd love to have gone back to Burma, but I won't. I'd like to have seen, because the only way you can get there is you go to Rangoon, as I checked it on the travel, and you fly from Rangoon to Mandalay. Well, that's not my interest. I'd like to have seen some of the places where I've previously been. And the country's in such a position now, you can't even go and see what you helped fight for. And I think this is terrible, why wars have got to be like this.
So do you think it was all pointless?
In some respect, yes, I think we do. I mean, to say, they've let Burma now be ruled by a dictator. You take the woman that's there. There's a woman there now. They got her under house arrest, the last I heard. I haven't heard anything since. But why? And she's Burmese. They haven't got a, what I call, an open government or a free type of government. So what the devil did we fight for? I like to think we fought for human beings, to live like human beings. I've no regrets fighting, don't get me wrong. But I wish people would understand that after all that fighting, for goodness sake, live like human beings.
Did you have any after effects from having been in Burma?
Well, it still goes through your mind even today. Not as bad. There's another thing you've got today. You've got personnel. They see killing or someone else. And now you get people, they want counselling. Whatever happens, people have got to be counselled. Well, you can ask any of our lads. When we come back from there, there was nobody to counsel us. In fact, when I came back to England from Singapore after joining the military police, I came back and landed in Liverpool. And from there we came, got on a train and went to Waterloo, and I went from Waterloo down to Asheville, where I joined Mitchett Depot and reported in. There was nobody, after all those years of fighting, not only me, all the men. nobody to receive us at the docks other than regimental personnel. In fact, my kit that I brought back, one or two things, I bought a dressing gown in Singapore for my mother, all that in a big case. And it was the first time a sergeant major come down, he said, I'll give you a hand with that, and took it. Now, that was the only, what I call, human being there was on that docks. Just a few army personnel. No civilians welcome or anything else, not to welcome you home or anything. But today, they see a bit of killing or something, or a bit of distress, they want counseling. But there was nobody to counsel any of our boys. We just had to grin and bear it. Out of all the killing we've seen, and it's not pleasant.